Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of March 2016, and this is the 328th Moll Out Loud podcast. Yesterday, when I woke up, I could hear the rain, and I got up and I went for a walk in the wet dark. And I got quite wet. I was wearing a raincoat, but it was the kind of rain that starts at the bottom of your trousers and just seeps higher and higher. And I also discovered that I had worn through the bottom of my walking boots. So I was really very, very wet when I got back. But there was something also really exhilarating about walking in the rain. We have had such a dry summer. Everything is parched. The lawn is cracking and brown. I mean, when I say lawn, I mean the mud patch is just completely dead and cracking. And there was something very, very nourishing about this rain. And although when I went for my walk, it was quite warm, it was almost a sort of tropical rain, really. As the day wore on, it got colder and colder. And by the evening, I had my heater on and I had a jumper on and my woolly jacket on. And it really, really feels like autumn. And I guess it should, really. Tomorrow is the equinox. And somehow having day and night evenly distanced is very, very pleasing. It feels like a lovely balance. And you know that it's going to tip, you know, it is tipping the whole time, it's tipping. But just maybe these few days before and after, there's a lovely sense of equilibrium. And I'm really enjoying that. I've also not only just been thinking about equilibrium, but also about flow. I have been setting myself the intention of tidying and throwing out, decluttering a lot of things, and to do a bit every day, which I did do every day for about a month, and got rid of a lot of books mainly, and clothes. But I've got a bit stuck. I had a very busy week the week before last. And just didn't do it at all. And then I kind of got out of the habit. So I really want to get back to that, because I'm discovering that it's not just a matter of getting rid of clutter, but the actual act of clearing up and throwing out and tidying was becoming a new pathway in my brain, I think. I'm so used to being still and not moving. And somehow by physically changing my world and moving things out and assessing them and taking some level of control, I suppose, over my external environment, I felt more capable of making other decisions, that it was somehow decluttering my mind as well and empowering me to be clearer about what I'm doing. So it's not something I want to stop, and I know that I shouldn't just say, well, I shall start tomorrow. So I think what I will do today, because I'm quite sleepy today, is just throw out one thing and then move on from there. I haven't really had a very tiring day, but it started very early with a webinar, and then we had to there was a new bishop being inducted into the Anglican cathedral, and because I'm a bell ringer there, well, because I'm a bell ringing captain there, I am organising the ringers to ring at different times during that very long instalment. And so I've spent quite a bit of the day sitting up there and trying to work out from an order of service and a sort of video cam of the aisle, trying to work out when we're supposed to ring, because there were so many variables, different people speaking for different lengths of time. And all we could see was the back of people's heads downstairs, and the only real way we could tell how far they'd got through was whether they were sitting or standing, or whether they were turning the pages of their own orders of service. And it was like watching paint dry. It was a very, very long process. And because we had to be slightly alert, we couldn't really get involved in doing anything very different. Although one chap was studying his medical texts and someone else was reading a book, we did have to keep a bit of an eye on what was going on. So it wasn't at all physically demanding, but it was kind of long, and it all went fine, but it took rather a big slice out of the middle of the day. And when I got back, I just wanted to sleep, so I did. And now it's nearly six, and time to do this podcast, and time not to sit still anymore, but move about, and maybe move about a bit more now before I have my lovely creativity session with Michael Nobbs. I do hope that whatever you're doing at the moment, that you can find flow, and if there is no flow happening mentally, maybe a little bit of physical or environmental flow will help it move along. I'd like to thank you all very, very much for listening to me this week. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.